Zok der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Meister Sheni, Perik He, Mishnah Beis. So I have my pay rates from the fourth year. Really, the halacha is as long as I didn't step into Yerushalayim, I can still redeem it for money. I take the money to Yerushalayim and there purchase machalim and need it with the special halachas and kedusha of Revai. Once the payers come into Yerushalayim, just like the din is with Meister Sheni, as we learned earlier, you can no longer redeem it for money. When it comes to Revai, the Chachamim made an interesting takana. They said, Peiros Revai that are found near Yerushalayim. What's called near Yerushalayim? A day's walk. Stop. I don't want you to redeem it for money anymore. If you're within a day of Yerushalayim, just take the Peiros into Yerushalayim. What was the purpose of this takana? And if Minat Torah, I can still redeem it standing outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, why are you telling me that if I am within a day of Yerushalayim, I already can't redeem it for money? I have to take the Peiros themselves. And the answer is, La'ater eshuka Yerushalayim bePeiros, the crown, the markets of Yerushalayim with Peiros. The people coming to be Oilei Regel, they're going to bring along their Peiros Revai. They'll have enough to eat. They won't have to purchase Peiros in Yerushalayim. So there's going to be a lot of Peiros in the markets of Yerushalayim. Let's see our Mishnah. Kerem Revai. Once again, even though the Mishnah says Kerem, which is just a vineyard, some hold that it really means all Peiros of the fourth year. Some say it's just Kerem. In other words, when it comes to these pears of the fourth year, you take the pears themselves into Yerushalayim if you're within a day's walk of Yerushalayim, and that's on all sides of Yerushalayim. In other words, it doesn't make a difference from which approach you come to Yerushalayim. If you're within a day, you can no longer redeem the pears. So what are the boundaries? So we have to know boundaries on all four sides. If you're coming from the south, it's Eilas. Eilas min hadarim. So it's interesting, what's Eilas? Is this Eilat? Well, it's not the Eilat from today, because that's a lot more than a one-day traveling from Yerushalayim. As a matter of fact, it's not even so clear that the Eilat today is part of Eretz Yisrael. Could it be in the Gvul of Edom? But there was another city with this name. And that was south of Yerushalayim, a day away. Vayter Zok the Mishnah, if you're coming from the north, it's Vyakrabas min HaTzafon. If you're coming from the west, it's Loid min HaMarav. And if you're coming from the east, it's the Yarden, it's the river, Vayarden min HaMizrach. That explains the Sefer Kaftah B'Ferach would be the Chelek of the Yarden that is near Yerichai. Take a closer look and you'll see what are the Rashi Tevis of these four different places. Eilas, that's an Aleph. Akrabas is an Ayin. Lod is a Lamed, Hayarden is a Hey, a Ella, or Ella, to come up. When you're coming up to Yerushalayim, from these places and on, can no longer be Paida, your Neter Revai, and again, that's a Tekana, the Rabbana. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah Rabu, a Peiros. Later on, they found that there was so many Peiros in Yerushalayim, in the markets of Yerushalayim, they didn't need this Tekana. They wanted to make sure that there is enough fruit in Yerushalayim, but now you didn't need the takana. So Eskinu, they made another takana, she nivd the samach l'chaim. Basically, this takana is to undo the first takana. We're going back to the deraisa. You can be pied to the Paris up until you get to Yerushalayim. But they didn't mamish undo the first takana, they kind of just suspended it. Utanai hoya hadaba, they kind of wrote this tanai into the new takana, the takana that says we're going back to the original halacha. The Tanai was, Shemis HaShayirtsu, whenever the Chachmei Bezdin of a particular time period are going to see, oops, there's taka a shortage of payers in Yerushalayim, Yachzer Hadavel Kamei Shehoi, we're going to go back to the original Takana, back to square one, and we're going to say, once again, you cannot be Paida, Peiros, Kedem, Revai, if you're within a day of Yerushalayim. Now, Lemaisa, what do you have to make a Tanai? You see, Chazal can make a takana, they can take off a takana, put on a takana. Why do you have to make a tanai? They originally made a takana that you cannot redeem the pears if you're a day out of Yerushalayim. So at one point they took off the takana. If they need to, they'll put the takana back on. What's the problem? Why do you have to make a tanai? So the Mefarshim explained over here, there's a rule that a bezin cannot change the takana of a previous bezin unless the later bezin is gadol mimenu b'chachma u'b'minyan. If a previous bezin made a takana, even though the reason for that takana does not seem to apply, or it could possibly even be counterproductive, I can't change the takana, even if I'm a bezdin, unless we're greater than them, both with chachma and amount of people. So they would simply say, okay, we're making a new takana to totally undo this takana. It's not going to be so easy for another bezdin to say we want to put it back into place, because who are you to change the takana that undid the takana? But if there was a tanai to start with, it's like they put in an on and off switch to this. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, this tanai was for something else. When they once again allowed redeeming Kerem Leviath to get near the wall, know when that was? That was when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And you know what the tanai was? The tanai was the Emes HaShiyubana Beis HaMikdash. Whenever the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, B'yaz Hashem, Yachzer Hadav L'Kamashoya, we're going to go back to the original Takana, that you cannot redeem Kerem Revai if you're within a day of Yerushalayim. The purpose of the Takana was to make sure there's enough Peres in Yerushalayim, but if Yerushalayim fell in the hands of the enemies, we weren't going to supply them with Peres. So they were Mevatel the Takana. But right there and then, they let Klal Yisrael know, don't worry. We're making a tanai as soon as the Beis HaMikdash is built, and a chakalei b'chol yom sheyavai, the takana goes back into place. You cannot be paida, the peiros of Revai, within the day of Yerushalayim, to make sure that there are plenty of peiros available in Yerushalayim.